expressing the delicatesse of a hidden flowering of our regretted soul, drowning into the vision of a forgotten beauty, drowning into the warmth of Mother Nature. And when the tiny flame breathing within us fuses with the universal soul, we become immense. Withstand the hours of darkness, having the brightness of the pure sun well impressed in our spirit. And once we are spiritually mature and lighted up of any ambitions, we are free to climb any of the heights. And even when the roads spreads apart, one must follow the natural course, never to get lost. And authentic enrichment can only be achieved by naturally exploring the possibility that can only be reached with the contemporary medium. And the classical work may be the one that can be read in a new layer every time it is approached. And unless our resources get immaterial, it will be a never-ending battle against the materialistic self-advantage. And blunted by their exponential increase of power, our political planners do not see the dangers of getting everyone onto the same titanic enterprise. And we would certainly leave out of our intuition if we weren't to get trapped by the corruptive burials imposed by society. And the only design to survive is that dictated by nature alone and never forced against it. And we shall revive the circulation of our natural flow by revolving that of the artificial flow that fossilizes the first. And we shall throw up the nausea generated by the pretentious mainstream back into it if we are ever allowed. And our message has to be straight against a system that rapidly consumes nature and never regenerates it alive. And modern environments are as much disorienting as the total clear-cutting of nature. And the intimate product of ourself can only be related to others in total intimacy and by no other public forms. And when the aim of our goal is lost, efficiency and practicality are replaced by an abstraction without any conclusion. And the public manifestation of exuberance demonstrate our acceptance for a luxury that is our demonstration of meaninglessness. And the ephemerality that surround us and invade us will be the first to be blown out as soon as the seals of our environment will lose. And all the new innovation comes as a reparation of the problems caused by the old innovation. And it is only by following upstream the natural flow that we are to have an understanding of the source of our existence. Undertaking our existential journey without any materialistic aim, but a spiritual one which slowly takes shape into the physical. Associate to a social group and then promptly disassociate when is the least expected to cause a great trauma in their belief. The flatness of where society tells you to go versus the grandiousness of where your instinct tells you to go. And paradoxically, the only manifestation of grandiousness that a capitalistic society can achieve are by nature ephemeral. And the very conviction we have to undertake the social challenges can be applied for a discipline to train our spiritual self. And most of the contemporary training, whether mental or physical, is totally focused on our survival in society and totally leaves out our survival in nature. And we may be back in society to request for help, but it's our own determination that will contribute to our realization. And what is left of nature is where what is left of society gets abandoned and wasted. And the rotten corruption germinating from the ocean of seeds wasted by our society gets too sealed to arouse our indignation. And the sense of duty from the young generation diminishes as the sense of responsibility from the old generation diminishes. And while a passive endurance can be most corruptive, an active endurance can be most purifying of the overimposed corruption. And while the execution can only be carried out by a team, the actual idea can only be conceived by the single. And any sign of spirituality can become the final destination of our purposeless roaming about. And you ought to leave the natural part totally uncontaminated in order to fully develop the artificial part. And everything that is not naturally approachable will, in the long run, be left behind. And it is our very practice to limit the environment of interest unless we reevaluate it more meaningfully. And one might be weak at first, but it is in the long run that our endurance has to be measured. And the biggest contradiction is how, in one extreme, the very opposite can be found. And our active contribution to tradition is our only way to meaningfully conduct our existence. And now that the collective distribution of knowledge has made us all arrogant, greatest enterprises can only be conducted by the individual's will. And the faith into a step-by-step organic process is destroyed by a society using its members irregularly. And the full deployment of a medium should demonstrate the positive as well as the negative sides of this deployment. And our disconnection to any natural surviving inhibits us for any natural exploitation, which in turn gets wild and may overwhelm us. And technical evolution is the most threatening element of any long-lasting intentions. And in the binary mode of our technical time, society either uses you all or not uses you at all. And the different sectorializations imposed by the authorities can only be explored by imposing a sectorialization to ourselves. And the contentment generated by hardship shall be applied even when it bears no fruits but the spiritual ones. And only through a constant discipline we can mitigate to escape the overwhelmness of a social environment. And only in a state of partial misery, the ambitions that may confuse our heart gets promptly uprooted. And while with time a community naturally embody us, it is with great immediacy that a society will accept us or refuse us. And as an intimate sight is found, we shall waste no time in practicing our soul with great dedication. And the focus within us might be so well cultivated that no temptations, not even the closest, will distract us. And as we might at first neglect our solitude, we might later learn to appreciate its wilder yet more nourishing fruits. And the most repaying effort is the one we most naturally achieve with the course of time. And as we learn on ourselves the natural survival, we are to appreciate the essential innovations and comforts of our society. And there will be always new qualities and new defects for every new dimension we decide to live in. And it is our pride that may prevent us from maturing our essence in exchange of an impenetrable surface. And the basic discomfort of our living is that with all its comfort, it's not clear what our duty may be.